Play, where the rewards and thrills never end. It's time for Feathers of Fortune. Fridays in November from 6 to 10 p.m., we're giving 10 hourly winners free slot play or the chance to win $1 million cash. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Paid in 40-year annuity, must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Blues Ticket Tuesdays are back again this season at Hot Shots. You can qualify to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots during every Tuesday game this season. All you have to do is show up to be entered to win. Cheer on the Blues with awesome food and drink specials, including Bud Family Products, Jack Daniels, Tarasenko Tea, Pareco Bombs, Blues Sampler Appetizers, and more. Hot Shots has been home to Blues fans for over 25 years. Visit HotShotsNet.com for more details.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
Want a new home before the holidays? During the month of November, McBride & Son Homes is having a Home for the Holiday sales event. McBride & Son buyers will save $5,000 to an incredible $95,000 on inventory homes, and you can be in your new home before the holidays. McBride currently has over 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in in over 40 communities across the metro area. It's the McBride & Son Home for the Holidays inventory sale. Save thousands this November only. Don't miss it.
Oh, it's on! Jim Butler Kia's Light Up the Holiday Sales event, combining the best of Kia's holiday savings and exclusive Butler discounts. 0% financing on most new Kias, $1,000 in trade-in assistance, and low lease offers starting at $81 per month. Wrap that up with Jim Butler's holiday maintenance package and our guaranteed credit approval. Now the holidays are lit! It's on at the Light Up the Holiday Sales event at jimbutlerkia.com. See dealer for complete details. Offer ends 1-2-18.
When Surf and Sirloin opened its doors in 1994, owner Larry Karajanis wanted to serve high-quality steaks and fresh seafood at a reasonable price. Now the second generation has taken over and continues this mission, pairing premier cuts of USDA prime filet, ribeye, strip steaks, alongside the freshest seafood in St. Louis. Trust me, there's not a restaurant in St. Louis that is serving this quality of food for a better value. Surf and Sirloin is open for dinner 7 nights a week and has private rooms available for corporate and holiday parties seating from 15 to 160 people.
Everyone knows that right now is the perfect time to be refinancing your mortgage. Here's why you choose thehomeloanexpert.com. We get our clients lower rates, saving them hundreds of dollars a month. We never charge any upfront or out-of-pocket costs. We can get you cash out to pay off those credit cards. Buying a home, we get you pre-approved the same day. We have the best customer service in the business. And the best part, you can skip 2 full months of mortgage payments. If your current rate is not in the twos, apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois residential mortgage licensee.
Doug Vaughn here, taking time off from dispensing red-hot sports steaks to tell you about Bertarelli Cutlery. Bertarelli specializes in all types of sharpening, knife sharpening, lawn equipment sharpening. If it has an edge, the professionals at Bertarelli can sharpen it up real nice-like. Bertarelli is also your one-stop kitchen shop, offering a magnificent selection of cutting boards, kitchen tools, and meat processing equipment. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery at 1927 Marconi on the Hill, where there is never a dull moment.
I love these Sylvania headlights.
Sylvania? I think it's Sylvania.
It's 4 syllables. Sylvania. Either way, we definitely see further.
You mean farther.
Choose our farthest down road headlights. Sylvania Silver Star Ultra.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. As a licensed private investigator for the last 10 years, I've helped hundreds of area residents learn the truth. When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations. For a free consultation, call 238-1367, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
I've been to Reno.
Somebody messed up again.
Yep.
That's two messed up intros today.
That is.
Somebody must be brand new. Oh no, he's been doing this for 3 months.
I've been to Reno and Plano. I told him to drink after the show. After the show, not before.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on.
hemorrhoids.
Sounds bad. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the November 29th edition. And no, it's the 30th. This is the last day of the month. Yeah. Oh, my goodness, I can't believe it. The November 30th edition. Opinions Playhouse. We will never meet again. We'll never meet again in the month of November. It'll be December before we get together again. We're brought to you today by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. I know a lot about them. I know how they do kitchens and bathrooms because I've had them both done. And in fact, in the case of the bathrooms, more than once, our entire house is a Thompson Price kitchen and bathroom house. We'll talk about it. But first, let's do this.
Hey!
Alrighty. At the control board, he's the guy responsible for the two wrong theme songs starting today. He is from Birmingham, England. And he is Trevor Limey Phillips. Say hello to someone.
Hello to someone and also my mom and dad.
You know, if you do that stuff very often, your mom's going to call again.
Yeah, she probably.
Yeah, I think you should end your intro with a God. Throw a God Save the Queen in there. I think that would be
God Save the Queen?
Yeah. Hello to my mom and dad.
I'm going to throw out Toodle Pip and all.
And God save the Queen. Yeah, I think you should do that.
Why does my son make so many mistakes?
She doesn't sound like that.
No. She does not sound like that at all.
Not at all. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Yeah, Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stifel. If you're already working with a financial advisor, you can still call Mark and Jason and have them give you a complimentary look at your portfolio. Stifel is a member, SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Why didn't we all do that at a slower speed?
I don't know.
MarkandJason.com. This next guy is our newsman. Oh, but he's so much more. He's the Jim Rockford of 590 The Fan. His name is Tim Woodburn. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Well, Gateway Investigations, my company, sponsors me. I signed up another AM and the PM listener. I won't give away his name, but it starts with an R, and it was a fun assignment. Hired me to basically gather evidence that his girlfriend's ex-boyfriend is stalking her and violating a restraining order, and we have unique ways to go about proving that. So it was a cool conversation we had today. We do that kind of work a lot. Anyway, for a free consultation about anything going on in your world...
He got you.
That's fine.
It doesn't matter when you do it.
That's fine. You know what, Frank? He's had three other screw-ups today that you missed. So he's had five, not two.
You have moving along.
238-1367. Call me and we'll make fun of Limey together.
Did you check your screen there, Frank?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
I know. I'm just getting ready to introduce him.
Oh, geez.
He's the man on the road. He's the Charles Kuralt of 590 The Fan. His name is Bill Cleveland. You'll hear from him in a couple of minutes. Bill, say hi to everybody.
I want to say hello to everyone, and I want to thank Dan Strauss for having dinner with me last night, because I'm a loser and nobody else will have dinner with me. But Dan did, and we had a nice time last night.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Who paid?
Was this just the two of you?
Yeah. We went Dutch.
Just the two of us, We split the two.
We went Dutch.
Our own way, yeah.
That's what you do on a first date.
Yeah. You know,
that's what it's at.
Right. Yeah,
Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. I got an email from somebody who lives just outside Uranus. Not quite in Uranus, but just quite outside
on
Uranus.
On
the fringe.
Yeah. On the rim? Yeah.
On the rim of Uranus?
On the rim. On the rim of Uranus. And it was disturbing, but it gave me hope, because it said that there had been a person not familiar to the people in the neighborhood around there yesterday.
Oh.
And... They said, I couldn't catch much, couldn't get a picture, but they heard the person say one thing.
Jeez.
And that's it. And that has to be him.
Wow.
Unless out there there's someone who's so mean and cruel that they would be imitating Rat Boy to make us think that he was around. That would be so cruel. I think it's him.
Wow.
I think we're getting closer every day.
It's like the sighting of Sasquatch or
something. I think he's dead. Yeah. I think he's dead.
It is. Well, isn't that optimistic?
Oh, way to go. No.
I think he's
after
dead.
All this time.
Do you, Sylvia Brown? Really?
Yeah.
You think he's dead? Mm-hmm. Remember how she missed all kinds of stuff?
He's standing right next to you, honey.
Thank goodness she's dead.
Oh, no kidding.
Please give it up for Bruce Limperist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
Those people on Montel's show, and they would stand up and they'd go, my father died, and he's
standing right next to you, honey. Don't worry about him.
She sounded a lot like Harvey Fierstein.
Yeah, I couldn't stand her.
Oh, no.
I was thrilled to death to find out. When she departed this earth, could no longer steal people's money. We are brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. They have a showroom in De Pere. It is about it's actually less than a quarter mile. I don't think it's a full quarter mile. Less than a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. If you're going east, it's on the left next to McAllister's Deli. It's a nice showroom. Some nice stuff in there. And you go, wow, this is an awful lot to choose from. Well, multiply that by about 100 because there's so many other ideas. They couldn't have a showroom big enough to show examples of everything they can do. It'd be the size of Busch Stadium. You can't do that. But what they can do is just give you some examples, and then you go from there. Take what you like from that, what you like from your favorite, decorating magazine, Home and Garden or whatever, and then something you may have just seen somewhere. And chances are they'll know exactly what you're talking about. And there will be cases when they'll talk you out of something that you really want. And they'll explain to you why you think you want it, but you really don't. And they did that when they did our kitchen with two things in particular. One was the kitchen floor, and the other was the refrigerator. There was a refrigerator we thought we wanted, and we actually put that on the list. Here are the things we want, and you can work your magic around everything else. And Tom Price said, yeah, you don't want this refrigerator. And he proceeded to tell us about that it was a maintenance nightmare, and a lot of people who had them were sorry they got them. And I'm not kidding. Once we didn't get it, I started to hear these horror stories from people who had that refrigerator. He didn't want to put the floor in that I wanted. I wanted a soft vinyl floor. And I don't think you even can find it anymore. It was vinyl, but it was soft. It had like a cushion to it. He said, you'll be really sorry if you get that. And I said, well, that's what I want. And he said, well, then you'll have to have it put in separately because we won't do it. Now you say, well, that sounds like a horrible, nasty company. They won't do what you want. No, they won't. If it's going to mean that the product, the end product, which is a remodeled kitchen, is less than perfect and is something that they're not real proud of, they're not going to do it. So like an idiot, I said, okay, I'll do that separately. And I had somebody come in and put the soft vinyl floor in. And he said it'll be ripped up in less than a year. It was ripped up in less than a year because it cuts. You can cut it. If you slide anything, scoot anything, it actually cuts like anything that's a sheet of soft material would. So we had to have it ripped up. And what is in our kitchen now is what he proposed in the very beginning. I could have saved a ton of money if I just listened to him. And it's tile. It's beautiful tile. They know what they're doing. They're going to put you through a bit of a process, but there's a very good reason for every question they ask you. They have a reason for it. Because, again, their goal is the perfect kitchen or bathroom for you and your family. Thompson Price. Remember, make sure the name Price is in at least one of the companies you talk to. Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, home. Fargo, Minnesota, home. Buffalo, Toronto, home. Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Dulles,
your clap one's here.
Tampa, Panama, Madeline,
it's courtesy of Window World. You know, Window World allows you to look out on the rest of that great big world. A lot of it you'll never see. This guy looks out the window and says, I'm going to go there. Everywhere he goes, he looks out the window. I'm going to go there. He looks as far as he can. I'm going to go there. And then I'm going to go beyond that. And eventually I will be able to say, I've been everywhere. Window World is the sponsor for Bill Cleveland, and hopefully it'll be the name on the next windows you have put in your house, because they sell more replacement windows than anybody else in the United States. Window World, windowworldst.louis.com. Would you please welcome Bill Cleveland?
Thank you.
How you doing, Bill?
I'm great. It's funny you mentioned I'm looking for places. I'm actually right now Well, listen, a couple of days from now, I guess I'll be looking for places to go in 2018. So I'm kind of making the list and making the. It's kind of, I always try to pick a route from St. Louis, and then I figure out sort of an interesting way to get back to St. Louis. I'm usually on the road for about 2 weeks at a time, and there's a lot of ways that you can leave town and come back into town and see a lot of this country. So. If folks have any suggestions or things that they think I should check out around the country, you can shoot me a note.
Now, you said you and Dan had dinner last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to write
together
next door.
Alone, yeah. Just the two of you. I think people are always interested in what celebrities eat. What did you eat and what did Dan eat?
I had a Caesar salad.
Mm-hmm.
I had the small Caesar salad
and a cup of their, what is it? The brisket
soup,
chili.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the brisket chili. Mm. We were next
door. You must
have
eaten next door.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We did. Yeah.
I do hope no one was taking notes, though, about our conversation. Maybe, Dan, we shouldn't say that. But we were talking, like, you know, about furniture and things. Like, not very, you know,
we were talking
interesting
about,
stuff.
Yeah, furniture, and then we were talking about shopping.
Yeah. And area
so rugs. Two men are having dinner together, and they're talking about shopping and furniture.
Yeah.
That was embarrassing.
An area
does
rugs.
Not get... It does not get gayer than that.
And relationships.
And relationships.
Unless you've been talking about doing people's hair. Maybe.
Yeah.
I did her hair right before my ballet lesson. And that might, maybe that would sound gayer.
Yeah, we didn't get that.
Bill, where are you taking us?
All right. Well, quick hit today since you were talking about Jim Nabors. I thought, well, let's take a trip to Mayberry, USA today. Now, Mayberry, obviously not a real town, but it was based off of a town in North Carolina, Mount Airy, North Carolina. This is where Andy Griffith grew up, and if you go there, they call themselves the Friendly City, and they have really, over the years, taken this Mayberry fame and just have run with it. They have, for example, you can go to Floyd's Barbershop.
I knew he couldn't help it because it's too easy.
Yeah, I know. Wait till I mention Don Knotts in a couple of minutes. Yeah.
Oh, I can't do it anymore. I've lost it.
You know, Andy.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
You can check out
Floyd. What was his name?
Floyd the Barber. Yeah, Floyd the Barber.
Yeah.
You can check out the. You can check out the old Mayberry Jail. You can go to Snappy Lunch, which I don't. Was that part of the Andy Griffith Show? I never heard of it. Okay, they said that was featured on the Andy Griffith Show.
It might have been. I just.
So that was one of the places, and then Andy's childhood home. And I know you're not big on this, Frank. And I don't know. It's kind of interesting, I suppose. But you can actually. They've turned it into a bed and breakfast now. So if that's up your alley, you can spend the night in Andy Griffith's childhood home, which also is down the street.
Boy, do I not!
I know. But a lot, you know what? A lot of people do. People are fascinated by going into other people's homes. There's also a museum there, the world's largest collection of Andy Griffith and Andy Griffith Show memorabilia. And I mentioned Don Knotts. There's also some mementos from him. Of course, he played Deputy Barney Fife. And actress Betty Litt.
It's like somebody on this show died when Dan could no longer do Don Knotts.
Yeah.
And we cannot figure, Dan, were you sick? Did you have a throat ailment?
No.
What happened? It's like flipping a switch.
Because
your Don Knotts was great.
It was good.
I know, and I can't do it. I lost it.
No, that's Don Knotts dying.
Yeah.
That's so Don Knotts in the electric chair.
Yeah. As I mentioned Floyd the Barbershop. Now, this actually is kind of cool. It's a little quirky and maybe a little cheesy, but if you're going to do it, you might as well do it right. You can actually take a tour of the entire town in a Mayberry squad car. They've got them parked all over the place, and they'll tour you around town and kind of give you some background and history and some kind of fun if you want to check it out. So it's Mount Airy, North Carolina.
How do you spell Airy?
A-I-R-Y.
You know that Limey thinks we're trying to say Harry.
Mm.
Yeah. It's a bit airy in here.
I actually thought you were trying to say Irie, like this town was founded by Jamaicans, but I guess not.
Oh, Irie.
Mm-hmm. No, everything's Irie.
Oh, and by the way, you could possibly meet, hold on to your hats, Betty Lynn, the girl that played Thelma Lou on the show. She might pop into the museum.
Stop it. Andy Griffith Museum.
She's 91
Jesus.
Now.
91. Thelma Lou?
Yeah, once a month. Once a month.
Goodness.
She makes an appearance.
And you said, what's her real name?
Her name was Betty.
No, her name, not real name.
Yeah, Betty Lynn. L-Y-N-N.
And she played Thelma Lou.
Barney's the girlfriend.
Yeah, I bet if you go up to her now, 91.
91.
You know, you know, do you remember when you were Thelma Lewis? She'll go, I was?
Yeah.
She probably doesn't remember.
If you want to learn more about that or other road trip ideas, you can always go to BillOnTheRoad.com or follow me at Facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad. I am Bill on the Road. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road. There's a lot of stuff that I have to remember. And on 590 The Fan. I'm sorry.
Well, you got that right. Not just anybody.
I never liked Helen Crump.
Helen Crump was too perfect.
Yeah.
She was too average. See, because everybody else on the show, they weren't average. They were characters, and they were kind of over the top in one way or another.
What
even
was her,
Andy.
What was her character? I don't remember.
She was Andy's girl.
Oh,
girlfriend.
Andy's girlfriend.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
But they never did anything.
No.
Did they even, like, kiss on the lips or anything?
She always...
What was up with that?
She always blew up at the littlest things and got all bent out of shape, and then Andy always...
That's odd for a woman to do that.
Yeah, I know.
That is. That's very unusual for a woman to do.
So I guess, is it just now this Ron Howard and then this lady, Betty Lynn? Are they the only two left that were on that show?
I guess so.
Sounds about right.
The Darlings.
You think about it, though. What a great show. Otis Campbell lets himself in jail.
Yeah.
He's such a regular drunk, he just checks himself in and hangs the keys up. Just a great... The writing was terrific. Now, we have not a lot of time, but I want to take time. Jim Nabors has passed away at 87. Limey, hit that little montage you have. This is the late, great, everybody liked him. How could you not? Jim Nabors.
USMC.
Hello? Easy. It's Lee Gomer. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Gomer Pyle? What kind of a name is that for a human being?
Chicken Gomer Cacciatore. Oh, go ahead, you can say it.
Chicken Cacciatore. Cacciatore. I made a call from his phone yesterday, and when I hung up, all this money come out, and now I'm just putting it back.
Sure you are.
Gomer sings, you know that? Wait, Mama. Come on, Mommy. You'll enjoy it. Gomer's got a real nice voice.
I know. I heard it.
Buongiorno, everybody. It's Chaps.
Golly.
Bam.
What a...
Well, that's that.
What a funny, funny character.
Shazam.
See, I feel... Limey, I feel sorry for people like you who didn't get to see that stuff. You didn't get to see... clever television.
No, I didn't get to see Gomer Pyle in the USMC, but I did get to watch the Andy Griffith Show and trying to think of some others.
He was the one that did Citizens Arrest.
Bewitched,
on,
places like that, I Dream of Jeannie, they all made it
Citizens
over in England.
Arrest, Citizens Arrest. Yeah. I think it's a shame that Jim Nabors never had kids. He was married to a guy, he was gay, and they'd been together 38 years, only married about 3 years. But I think 4 years. I think it's a shame you never had a son, because what a great opportunity to pull a really good prank. You name your kid Next Door.
Yeah.
Get it? Next Door Neighbor.
Get it.
Rimshot.
I get it.
That was terrible.
Is that what killed him, being married? He got married and he died? Is that what happened?
Next Door Neighbor.
No, he's married to a man. It only kills you when you marry a woman.
Oh, yeah.
That kills you. Puts you in an early grave. Look, he's 87 because he wasn't married to a woman. That's how he made it to 87. So Jim Nabors is no longer with us. I don't have time for this. I wish I did.
Were you just straining at stool?
No. No, I was not. No, I was not. The couple that was in a car wreck up in Washington State, and they talk about the accident, and somehow while they were driving, they were having sex. I think she was straddling him or something. And at the bottom of the article it says... there was research done at the University of South Dakota. I don't buy this. It says 33% of men say they've engaged in sexual activity while driving. Only 9% of women. Which means, if that's true, that these women each are doing it with three guys. Because you only got 9% of women and 33% of men. And it says engaged in sexual activity. I promise you the number's higher. If you're just, depending on what you consider sexual activity, not, you know, intercourse, I can say that, I believe it's much greater than
that. Yeah, that would be a little
There's not tough. A heterosexual guy alive who dated, had a car, who didn't engage in something when he was driving. No, it's not 33%. It's like 93%. Mm-hmm. Ladies, get in here, please.
I had a friend. A friend of mine.
That's nice.
I went over to his house and his car was all smashed and he told us what happened. He was doing that.
Doing it?
Yeah, his girlfriend was doing that and he hit a tree.
Oh, geez.
Well, if you have to have a horrible thing like having your car wrecked happen, you might as well have something good go along with it. So, at least just prior to that, he had some good news. Yeah. So, picture a classroom, the fourth grade class, and it's health. The subject is health. It's health class. And the teacher says, you know, as fourth graders, you kids are old enough to know about the human body. So she has these, remember when teachers would pull down these charts like a map? Mm-hmm. It was like a window shade.
Yeah. Yep.
They pulled it. And she pulled two of them down. There's one and then the second one. And each one is a chart. It's a picture of the male and female naked bodies. One is the naked male and the other is a female. Of course, fifth grade is giggling. She says, class, come on. You're fourth graders now. Stop giggling. Stop laughing. You're going to be adults before you know it. We're going to learn about the human body. And she has a pointer. One of those looks like a pool cue. And she points to various parts of the body. And she gets to the picture of the man, and she puts the pointer right between his legs. And she goes, and this is the penis. Now, I'm sure this is not the first. And she says, now stop it. Come on. I'm sure this is not the first time any of you have ever heard that word. This is something that every man has. Every man has one of these. And Ernie raises his hand. She says, yes, Ernie. He says, my dad has two of those. She says, what? Those penises. My dad has two. She says, Ernie, I don't think so. Men have one, not two. I doubt very seriously your dad. He says, no, I've seen them both. She says, what are you talking about? He says, well, he's got one, and it's a short one. He uses that one to pee with. And he's got a longer one that mommy uses to brush her teeth.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Headlights. Accident clear eastbound 270 at McDonald. Bumper to bumper southbound 170 north of Page to 64. Westbound 44 jams Kings Highway to Shrewsbury. Accident reported eastbound 44 ramp to southbound 55. And Illinois crash eastbound about 15 past 158 in the right lane. Do you want to see better when driving at night? When it comes to headlights, you have choices. Sylvania's Silver Star Ultra Headlights help you see farther, wider, and better at night. They're a smarter choice for you and your family. Choose their farthest downrub headlights, Sylvania's Silver Star Ultra. I'm Tori Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light. Barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial, so here's some sound effects of bottles opening. Here's to the beer you can always count on, brewed to be America's favorite light lager, Bud Light, famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Hollywood Casino. Come play where the rewards and thrills never end. It's time for Feathers of Fortune. Fridays in November from 6 to 10 p.m., we're giving 10 hourly winners free slot play or the chance to win $1 million cash. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Paid in 40-year annuity, must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Don't
Doug Vaughn here to talk about one of my all-time favorite sponsors, Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill. Lady Journalism has been good to me this year, so I'm treating her to the ultimate holiday offering, a gift card to Hot Shots. Hot Shots gift cards are perfect for loved ones, coworkers, colleagues, and more. Also, if you're hosting an office holiday party, you should consider Hot Shots. Book your event in person at one of their 11 area locations or find out more online at hotshotsnet.com.
Want a new home before the holidays? During the month of November, McBride & Son Homes is having a Home for the Holiday sales event. McBride & Son buyers will save $5,000 to an incredible $95,000 on inventory homes, and you can be in your new home before the holidays. McBride currently has over 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in in over 40 communities across the metro area. It's the McBride & Son Home for the Holidays inventory sale. Save thousands this November only. Don't miss it.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the Blues games this year? Well, you need to head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. During all Blues games this season, enjoy your favorite urban chestnut pints for only $2. Don't forget that the beautiful DB's ladies serve their full food menu until 2 a.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays and Sundays till 7. I recommend their Wingy Wingy or one of their signature half-pound burgers. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the St. Louis Blues.
Refinancing or buying a home shouldn't be difficult, and that's why people choose thehomeloanexpert.com. We get our clients lower rates, saving them hundreds of dollars a month. We can get you the cash you need to pay off those credit cards. We never charge any upfront or out-of-pocket costs. We close in as little as 2 weeks, and the best part? We do all that with customer service that these other banks and mortgage companies just can't match. Refinancing or buying a home? Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots, never leave.
Oh, it's on! Jim Butler Kia's Light Up the Holiday Sales Event, combining the best of Kia's holiday savings and exclusive Butler discounts. 0% financing on most new Kias, $1,000 in trade-in assistance, and low lease offers starting at $81 per month. Wrap that up with Jim Butler's Holiday Maintenance Package and our guaranteed credit approval. Now the holidays are lit! It's on at the Light Up the Holiday Sales Event at JimButlerKia.com. See dealer for complete details. Offer ends 1-2-18.
Look who's on the phone. It's Mike Evans. He's in Southern California. And as I hope you know by now, he is brought to you by Annie Guns. I never ask people when they go into Annie Guns to tell them the AM and the PM, but I think that's probably a good idea. And you'll say, hey, thanks for sponsoring Mike Evans. It is possible that somebody there might say, who's that? You know, they might not all know about Mike Evans, but throw it out there anyway. Let them know your AM and the PM. Annie Guns is a restaurant, and a terrific restaurant. And next door is the Smokehouse Market. They are both closed only on Monday. And every year they sell thousands of gift cards. Because I can't imagine there's anybody who wouldn't really appreciate gift cards from Annie Guns or the Smokehouse. Better yet, one from each. They're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And they're waiting for you. You will need reservations for Annie Guns for dinner. You say, what about Tuesday night? Most restaurants aren't busy. Yeah, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, every night's a busy night at Annie Guns. So please make a reservation. Again, tell them your AM and the PM. Let's have a great big old 590 The Fan welcome for Mike Evans, everybody.
Did you get that house?
Isn't he getting a new house?
Oh, yeah. He was going to check out the house for the first time.
He said he... Yeah, I don't remember. Maybe... Did he say he was going to... We'll find out. Hey, did you buy that house in Dallas?
Oh, you already bought it.
Yeah, I already bought it, but I saw it for the first time today, and I loved it. It's in such a great neighborhood. Nice neighbors and the country club, a view of the lake. Beautiful.
Awesome.
I was really happy with it.
Sounds like something John Travolta would buy. Sounds like something.
We're
going
to have to do some cosmetic changes to the kitchen. I want to make that a little bit better. But I, all in all, we got it really reasonable. So I'm very happy with it. I'm here with Ashley, my daughter, and Brinley, and Ashlyn, and Maddie, and in Dallas, Texas.
All right. Good for you. What are we talking about today?
We had a pop quiz theme today. And all week, celebrities who went to school together and were friends. Today, your choices is Seth MacFarlane and Jim Parsons. Is it Jennifer Aniston and Chastity Bono? Chastity Bono?
No,
that was for Aniston.
Yeah, right. That was for Aniston.
Or Christina Applegate and Winona Ryder.
Yeah. It's funny you mentioned Seth MacFarlane. Last night, I'm on YouTube, and I don't know how I got on it, but I got onto some MacFarlane stuff. Have you guys ever heard him sing?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
MacFarlane is a tremendous singer, and what an impressionist! And this guy does about 50 voices. He's really good.
Yeah, very.
But
talented.
he looks like somebody drew his own face on him and his hair. He looks like a cartoon character.
He looks like Brian the dog.
He's very strange looking, but man, is he talented!
Very talented, homie. Love Nuggets, David Beckham's son, Brooklyn, only 18 years old, is telling friends he wants to marry his 20-year-old girlfriend, Chloe Grace Moretz. Daddy says no. You're 18 years old. You don't need to be getting married. You know what I'm saying about that?
Yeah, I do.
Did you hear the baby yell just then?
Yeah, we did.
No, I didn't hear.
Yeah. Best friends and regular double daters at least once a month. Paul McCartney and his wife. And Steve Buscemi and his wife, they are best friends. I thought that was kind of interesting.
I think that's a very odd coupling, a friendship.
It is odd.
Would never,
never put them together. They live in the same neighborhood in New York, too. CBS has canceled Wisdom of the Crowd, despite the ratings being, pretty good. But is it
true?
The real reason is Jeremy Piven can't get along with anybody on the set. Now he's also, his name's popped up regarding sexual misconduct. Jeremy Piven, I can't imagine a celebrity would do anything like that.
No, I hate that. That's going to start coming from all directions. I've never heard of that show. I've never heard of that show.
Yeah. How about Goldie dying today?
What was that voice you did?
Goldie.
Anybody want to take a stab at that? I don't know who that
I'm
is.
I'm guessing that was maybe Gomer Pyle.
Goldie.
No.
Yes.
That did not sound like Goldie.
It was a great one. Shazam!
Now, what was that voice? What was that one?
It was Gomer Pyle
on
Shazam.
Meth.
Little Richard?
Wasn't there a cartoon named Shazam?
I think it was Little Richard.
Little Richard.
Oh, Little Richard.
Little Richard.
Little Richard on the toilet.
What the hell's wrong with you people today?
Oh my goodness!
I don't know.
What's wrong with you people today?
Oh, nothing, Mike.
Nothing.
For the third time in the last month, 82-year-old Jerry Lee Lewis has done a 30-minute.
No, not that one.
Wrong
not
Lewis.
That, yeah,
oh.
Wrong Lewis.
Oh, sorry, Lewis. Sorry.
So sad. So sad. Jerry Lee Lewis.
Rainbow Fire.
Live concert. One last season went on Monday in Los Angeles at the Ace Club, and he still has it. 82 years old, sings Great Balls of Fire, Beethoven, climbs up on the piano. 82 years old, Jerry Lee Lewis. I always liked Jerry Lewis.
I saw him perform at Six Flags in St. Louis, and he was filthy. And this was an outdoor amphitheater at Six Flags, and it was a music concert. And he just was drunk, and he just got really dirty. He shoved the microphone down in his pants and made it bulge out like he had
a
boner.
Oh, my goodness.
There were people with kids getting up and leaving.
Limey does that during breaks here.
Limey does that every day.
But that's not Six Flags. And I forgot who I was with. We look around and people are getting up and going, come on, kids. And they were just taking their kids out of there. He was really out of line.
He was one of the famous quartet. Can you name the other three?
Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash, Carl, Elvis Presley, Carl Perkins. Perkins.
Yeah, absolutely. Good job.
I think, Bill, I think you said Carl Parkin.
Well, I was.
Reba McEntire.
That's a restaurant. That's a restaurant you go to.
Carl Parkin.
Hold on, Limey. Reba McEntire wasn't part of that quartet.
I was just throwing out a country name that I knew, just trying to get involved.
Just trying to get involved.
Reba McEntire.
Yeah.
Get involved.
Oh, you're involved. Okay.
In that picture, that famous picture, you've seen the picture of Carl and Elvis and Johnny and Jerry Lee Lewis.
Sun Studio.
They asked Jerry Lee Lewis, huh?
Sun Studio, right?
Yeah,
Sun Studio. They asked Jerry Lee Lewis what he thought of that, and the great quote is, he said, "I'm wondering what the hell those other 30 guys are sitting at the piano. No, they can play piano. I'm the only one who can play piano. Elvis Presley sitting at the piano, please."
Yeah.
I like Jerry Lee Lewis. I mean, still around.
I don't know enough about him to like him. I would imagine that he could be a tough guy to deal with. He's had serious drinking problems and has been known. You know, they call George Jones No Show Jones. Jerry Lee Lewis didn't show up for a lot of shows because he was drunk.
True.
The one time I saw him as a kid, I saw him in a gymnasium in Savannah, Tennessee, when I was a kid. He was 2 hours late, and he was brought into the show by the Highway Patrol, who had just pulled him over, and he's telling them he's got a show to do, so they just escorted him on into to the school, drunk as he could be. And it was the school piano. The school provided him a piano. He tore that thing into a million pieces and lit it on fire.
Really?
No. I'll never forget it, because now our school didn't have a piano for music class. Because Jerry Lee tore it up.
He didn't replace it?
I don't know if he did or not. All I know is we left there with no piano, and everybody was talking about how now the school didn't have a piano. He beat it to death.
The latest on the Grammys, Lady Gaga is reportedly upset that she was snubbed by the Academy, but Kanye West, who completely lost it because he wasn't nominated, called the Grammy folks names that I certainly can't say on the radio, but Kanye brags that his My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy album was better than all the other nominees combined.
No.
Well, I think
Who's the singer whose music they play to help babies sleep? Hang on. Yeah, Lady Goo Goo Gaga.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Is it 6 o'clock yet?
Thank you.
Unbelievable.
One more Grammy note. Steven Tyler says that he is throwing the biggest Grammy party ever. Over 200 VIPs invited. It cost over $1 million to throw this party. Only problem is the Grammys are in New York and Tyler's party's in L.A., which I thought was a little odd. Sports shorts, I've been on a plane. I've been over to that new house. I got to come over to my daughter's. I haven't seen. How did Tiger Woods do? I predicted that he would finish in the top 15 is the best he could do. Does anybody know how he did today?
No.
I have no idea.
I didn't even know he was golfing.
Apparently,
today.
He definitely played. So
he played his first tournament in years today.
How about that? That's how little attention we pay to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Finally.
Oh. I'm going to the big Tiger game. Shot 3 under 69. Tiger shot 3
under.
He shot
three,
what?
How did that match three up under. With the rest of the field?
Well, Justin Rose is in a tie for 4th at minus 4, and Tommy Fleetwood's in the lead minus 6, so he's 3 strokes off the lead.
Wow.
Wow, that is strong.
Maybe a comeback.
That's very strong. Name the celebrity. Oh, and by the way, Dan.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell the sports guys you got to call me on the cell phone tomorrow? I'll be in Texas.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Celebrities who went to school together and friends, Seth MacFarlane and Jim Parsons. He's from Big Bang Theory, Frank.
Yeah, I
Jennifer Aniston and Chastity Bono. I know you don't watch the show. That's why I said it.
Yeah,
and right. Christina Applegate or Winona Ryder?
I'm going to go with Applegate and Ryder.
I was going to do Seth MacFarlane and... what's his name?
I'll say Christina Applegate and Winona Ryder. Yes.
Parsons.
I'll say Winona. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Ryder. I'll say Ryder Applegate, too.
And I'll do McFarlane and whatever.
Parsons.
Oh, you ignorance.
And whatever.
Jennifer Aniston and Chastity Bono went through the New York High School of the Arts together.
Oh, wow.
I can't believe all
I didn't know they let guys in that school.
See what he did there?
Mike, maybe we're just not that smart.
Yeah.
Maybe we're just not that
smart.
No,
you're pretty smart. Well, don't underestimate your smartness, Frank.
Okay.
Or anybody else does.
Enjoy that. You have to furnish that house? You have to furnish that house?
Well, yes.
Well, you say that. Some people buy homes furnished. I've bought a home furnished before. It happens.
Yeah, you never thought.
Makes it a lot easier when you don't live there if you just buy it furnished. So now you got to go buy furniture.
That's a good idea, but there's no furniture in it, so I think that ship has sailed. I just made that up. You want to use it someplace?
Ship
has
sailed.
Has sailed. No?
Mm-mm. No, that'll never fly. Forget Nobody it. Will ever say that.
That's Mike stupid. Evans, see you.
Oh. All right.
On a country club with a lake in Dallas.
Near a golf course. All right.
Entertainment gossip business must be good. He and Harvey Levin raking it in. That was Mike Evans, and he's brought to you by Annie Guns Restaurant. Annie Guns is in Chesterfield Valley. There are a lot of things in Chesterfield Valley. So if you just go to Chesterfield Valley, jump off 40 at that Boone's Crossing, after you cross back over, make a left, go all the way down until you think you've just run out of anything, and there it is. Annie Guns. On your right, on that outer road. Smokehouse is next door. They're closed only on Monday. And I don't know what to tell you about any guns, except I can't stand bread pudding. And then they insisted I try theirs. They said, if you'll try it, no charge if you'll just try it. So I said, hey, no charge, I'll try it. I bet I've ordered it 30 times. And this is something I don't even like. But they're so good, the way they prepare it, I now love at least one bread pudding. French dip, you can't go wrong. Filets, nobody does them better. That's the reason you need a reservation if you're going to have dinner at Annie Guns. Remember, they're closed only on Monday. So is the Smokehouse Market next door. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market. Gift cards, always a good idea. Chuck's Boots is the largest boot store in the world. Now, you stop and think about something. Think about the state of Texas or Oklahoma or New Mexico or Arizona, where like every third person wears boots. You'd say, well, surely there's a boot store that's as big down there. No, there's not. There's not. It's the biggest boot store name in the country. There are two locations, but it is together. They make up the biggest name in boot stores in the world. You don't wear cowboy boots? That's most of what they have. But believe me, they have plenty of motorcycle boots and work boots. It's going to be one of those places, if you've never been there, your reaction will be the same as mine was. I had never been in there until about 7-8 weeks ago. And I walked in and I thought, how could I have ever missed this place? I cannot believe I've never been here. You are going to be blown away. From less than $100 to a pair of boots that cost a couple of $1,000. You want ostrich, alligator, Lucchese, the Cadillac name of boots? They got them. They got everything in between. Chuck's Boots. Again, two locations. They're in Fenton and St. Peter's. Chuck's Boots.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the NFL action this year? Head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. Start a tab before Rams games this season. And if they lose, you get half off. That's good for food, drinks, and shots. The beautiful DB's ladies serve the full menu until 2 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday and Sundays till 7. Don't forget to take DB's free golf cart shuttles to and from the home Cardinal games. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the NFL.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. I'm always being asked, hey Ryan, what's the best time to refinance? And my answer is always the same, the end of the year. Mortgage interest rates are still hovering around their all-time lows and home values are skyrocketing. There's never been a better time to refinance, drop your rate, save a couple $100 a month, and maybe even pull out some cash to pay off all that high interest rate debt. The end of the year is the perfect time to do a refinance, and you can apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois residential mortgage licensee.
When Surf and Sirloin opened its doors in 1994, owner Larry Karajanis wanted to serve high-quality steaks and fresh seafood at a reasonable price. Now the second generation has taken over and continues this mission, pairing premier cuts of USDA prime filet, ribeye, strip steaks, alongside the freshest seafood in St. Louis. Trust me, there's not a restaurant in St. Louis that is serving this quality of food for a better value. Surf and Sirloin is open for dinner 7 nights a week and has private rooms available for corporate and holiday parties, seating from 15 to 160 people.
Want a new home before the holidays? During the month of November, McBride & Son Homes is having a Home for the Holiday sales event. McBride & Son buyers will save $5,000 to an incredible $95,000 on inventory homes.
and you can be in your new home before the holidays. McBride currently has over 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in in over 40 communities across the metro area. It's the McBride & Son Home for the Holidays inventory sale. Save thousands this November only. Don't miss it.
All right, it was a good Thursday as Thursdays go, and rest in peace, Jim Nabors. I'm not sure whether or not when somebody passes on they can still hear us when we're talking. Maybe the reception's really good up there, and for what it's worth, you gave everybody a lot of laughs, and you were part of some great, good, clean fun, which is what we all watched in the 60s. You and Jackie Gleason, Red Skelton, all Andy Griffith, and all the ones just like you. Thank a police officer every chance you get, and have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is TJ Moe, and you're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, KPNT, HD2, Collinsville, and